from the entrance. This is nothing like a commercial cave. You're looking at Camp 2 in a place called J2, not K2, but J2. We're roughly 2 days from the entrance at that point. And it's kind of like a high-altitude mountaineering trip in reverse, except that you're now running a string of these things down. The idea is to try to provide some measure of physical comfort while you're down there, otherwise in damp, moist, cold conditions in utterly dark places. I should mention that everything you're seeing here, by the way, is artificially illuminated at great effort. Otherwise, it is completely dark in these places. The deeper you go, the more you run into a conflict with water. It's basically like a tree collecting water coming down. And eventually, you get to places where it is formidable and dangerous. And unfortunately, slides just don't do justice. So I've got a very brief clip here that was taken in the late 1980s. It's a descent into the Huatla Plateau in Mexico. Now, I have to tell you that the techniques being shown here are obsolete and dangerous. We would not do this today unless we were doing it for film. Along that same line, I have to tell you that with the spate of Hollywood movies that came out last year, we have never seen monsters underground. At least the kind that eat you. If there is a monster underground, it is the crushing psychological remoteness that begins to hit every member of the team once you cross about 3 days inbound from the nearest entrance. Next year, I'll be leading an international team to J2.